SER wishes to acknowledge the custodians of the land from which we broadcast, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation and the Wadumatagal clan of the Darug Nation, and their elders past, present and emerging. We acknowledge and respect their continuing culture and the contribution they make to the life of this city and this region.
I'm Brian Wise. Thanks for joining me. Where my guests this week are Vicar and Linda Bull, two of Australia's best known and most loved singers. They began their career in a variety of indie bands in the mid-80s in Melbourne before they went on to work for 6 or 7 years with Joe Camilleri's Black Sorrows. In the 90s, they released 3 studio albums, and in the early part of the 2000s, they released a live album and an anthology. But they haven't released an album of original songs recorded in the studio for 19 years. Although last year they enjoyed unprecedented success with the anthology Akalatoa, 1994-2006, and Sunday, The Gospel According to ISO, the former going to number one and the latter just behind it, reaching number two on the ARIA charts. Their latest album, The Wait, was released on Friday, September the 17th, and I caught up with them the next day on Triple R's Off the Record to have a chat about the album and play some songs from it. Let's start off with Eva Seymour's song, Eva being the daughter of singer Mark Seymour, and the song Teeth.
Teeth, you never quite sank into me. You never quite held me too close for another week, and we'd pretend that you were still mine. Begging for a moment of time, wishing I could hear you explain every little reason and feeling behind your goodbye. I was amazed at my skillful hand while I held you up so you looked like a man, and I would have stayed but I couldn't fake it for you. Fear paralyzing me to stay here, turning all my love into anger. You never need it and I'd feel it till you walk away. And once again I beg you to stay. And once again we embrace this poisonous lie of a future we know won't survive. You were afraid of my wicked mind, but it wasn't my choice to cast you aside. And I would have stayed, but I couldn't fake it for you.
I
Vicar and Linda from their brand new album, The Wait. And it has been a wait for the album. And hopefully, we'll talk about that song in a minute, Teeth, written by Eva Seymour. But Vicar and Linda are going to join us, hopefully. Can you hear me? Yes.
Yes.
It's a miracle. We can hear you.
You can hear us. Congratulations on the album. It has been a long wait, hasn't it?
It certainly has, Brian, and we're very, very happy that it's finally out.
How many years is it since your last studio album of original songs?
We last made a record in 2002.
Wow. Well, it has taken you a while then.
You could say that.
But you have been busy, haven't you, as we mentioned last time we spoke?
Yeah, we've been doing a few things. We had a couple of records out last year and, you know, and then we've been sort of trying, we had to, because we kept getting locked down, it was like, oh, when are we going to get to record this, our new record? And finally we opened up and we had 8 days, so we all charged into the studio and recorded 12 songs, and we're really happy with the end result.
It reminds me the sort of the gap in the albums released, in the albums, although you did have a number one album last year, we should mention, with that anthology, and also the gospel album rode high in the charts as well. But it reminds me of the documentary 20 Steps from Stardom. I'm sure you've both seen it. Which you, in which the backing singers sort of took to the, you know, it was highlighting the contribution that backing singers make. And I was trying to work out when did you first get to sing together with a band? Was it back in the mid 80s? Has it been? It's been a while, hasn't it?
It was around then, Brian. We had a little band in Melbourne called the Honeymooners.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to play at the Royal Derby. We had a residency there, and we also had a residency at the ESPY. And we did kind of soul music and gospel music, and because that was the stuff we loved, you know, singing in harmony.
And so was that the first time? I mean, I imagine that you would have sung together when you were younger in various, maybe church or something like that, or with your family and everything before that.
Oh, yeah, we grew up singing together. Like, we started when we were five, Brian, around, you know, in our bedrooms, singing songs off the TV, ads that we loved, you know, all the theme songs. That's how we learned. And that kind of got us sort of in a rhythm of learning lyrics and just trying to get our hands around arrangements from a really young age. Mm-hmm. And we just kept it going. Yeah.
There's something about sisters and brothers and siblings singing together, isn't there, in harmony? If you look at some of the great duos, there's something special about it, isn't there?
Yeah, and they've just got a different sound. It's just because, you know, I think it's just being related and just, you know, we've got similar kind of bone structure, I guess. So maybe that's why the sound is unique.
But you've got different qualities to your voices, haven't you? You've both got quite different voices.
Yeah, Vicar has a high belter, kind of felt real powerful, yeah. Very big range. And mine's probably softer, kind of more tonally, a little bit fatter. But, yeah, those two, when they're together, complement each other. They are very, very different.
The album has just been released. It was released yesterday. Called The Wait, as we mentioned, and it's an interesting song choice. We just heard a song written by Eva Seymour, one of the, I guess, lesser known, younger songwriters on the album. So tell us about that song, and how did you choose the songs? Because there's an interesting array of writers, some of whom we could have predicted, but there are a few others we might not have.
I start with Teeth because Eva sent in Teeth to Bill Page, and I listened to it on my walk around Fitzroy, and I thought this immediately got me in. I just could understand the sentiment of the song, because I think that you can kind of be, just because you're older, she wrote it when she was 19, it doesn't mean you can't sort of fall in and out of love. So she sent it to Vicar and I, and I think that with a bit of collaboration with Vicar and I, she changed the lyrics to suit us. But when we went in the studio, we went for it. It was the last song to come in, and we sang it on the spot, really. And we sort of threw everything we had at that song as far as unison, multi-layers of harmony. You know, as backing singers, we learn a lot of tricks, and we kind of chucked it all in that song. And I really love it.
Hey, Vicar, Sharon Jones once said in an interview that she couldn't sing a song she didn't identify with. Is that the same for both of you? Do you have to really feel something about the song before you can really sing it?
Yeah, most definitely, Brian, because you can't tell the story properly. So the first thing we look at first of all, it's the melody. It's the you know, is it catchy? Do we like how it sounds? And then we look at the lyrics and we go, okay, can we sing that? Oh, yes, we can. You know, so it's true. We're storytellers, you know, interpreters. So we have to be able to. I think people can tell when you don't mean it or you're not really being honest.
You've been lucky to be able to draw on some pretty good songwriters, starting with Paul Kelly, there you've worked with for many years. But, you know, one of the things that I don't think I could ever do is write a song. I mean, people think it's easy, but if you actually, I don't know how you found it, because you have had a dabble at it, but I just think it's an incredible skill.
I think some people are born to do it. I really do. They don't seem to find it. I mean, Paul always says to us, it's hard. It's hard work. But he just has a knack, like all songwriters who are great, of twisting those lyrics, making really simple things beautiful, sound beautiful. I mean, Vic and I tend to be very direct people and quite blunt, and he can just make something like going to the shop sound great, you know?
Although, having said that, I do think listening to some rap songs, they might have found my grade 5 exercise book in which I wrote poetry. But apart from that, when you listen to really great songwriters like Paul Kelly and others, Casey Chambers is there, etc., it is poetry, isn't it? I mean, and there is a definite art to it, which, you know, as singers, you might not have the time, you know, because many of the great singers in the past never wrote their own songs anyway, did they?
No, that's right. Yeah, they're interpreters. We have sat down with Paul a lot and written songs with him, and I found it to be, like, I just thought he'd come over for a couple of hours, we'd bang out a song and that'd be it. But it was an all-day process. He came and he stayed all day. We had lunch, then we had dinner, and, you know, a couple of beers to loosen up. And it was like, oh, my God. You know, and he just sat there. He wouldn't really talk much. But then an idea would come and he'd just write it down. And we're like, well, where did that come from? You know, just so beautiful and so patient. That's what I found writing with him.
Let's talk about some of those songwriters. Apart from Eva, you've got some really interesting choices. And I assume that the writers, they wrote specifically for this album. They weren't just songs they had lying around, I guess. Linda, is that right?
Yeah, it's the majority of them wrote songs especially for us, which was, you know, kind of daunting when we had to play it to them. But Ben Salter, he came around. I met him for the first time in the lounge room at my place, and I just told him what I wanted, and he went away and wrote the song. 6 months later, he delivered it. Casey too, especially wrote the songs for Vicar and I. Raise Your Hand was especially written for us, and Glenn Richards too. He sent in, like, Pink Face and Calendula. That's about two little flowers in the garden, you know, that kind of are always in the background, and then they step forward and survive. I just think that's a beautiful sentiment. So, yeah, we're very, very chuffed. Bernard Fanning, he did the whole demo on his own, played every instrument, wrote the songs, told us it was for us. So, yeah, we're taken aback. Well, very happy.
We're going to finish off the interview in a little while with that Glenn Richards song, a highly underrated songwriter, although Augie March have obviously enjoyed a lot of success. And did you have any songs, have you got any songs that you weren't able to include on the album that you might sort of use later on, or is this it?
Oh, we got how many songs, Lulu? About 70?
Yep, we got a stack.
Wow.
and there are songs that that missed the cut, but they're definitely, we're going to revisit them, aren't we, Vic?
Yes.
And maybe write our own songs as well. We're going to lock ourselves in a room and not come out until we write a song either.
There's no excuse for a long gap for the next album, is there, really, then?
Not really, no. There's no excuse. I think we've caught the recording bug. We really enjoyed making this one. It was a really fun experience, most fun I've ever had in a studio. And so I'm sort of busting to get back in there with Lulu and the band and make the next one.
So I suppose, Vicar, you had to sort of also, when you were choosing the songs, choose a balance. We're going to play that song I mentioned, which is quite up-tempo, but a balance between the ballads and the slower songs and the more up-tempo ones. I guess that would come into it as well.
Oh, there was a lot of discussion, Brian. It was, who's going to sing what? There was a couple of, like, little, you know, heads butting. I want to sing it. No, it's my song. You know, that happened a little bit. You know, I tend to sing the more rockier numbers and Linda tends to sing the ballads, but this time, like, Linda is supposed to sing Landslide, like a landslide, and then she said, no, I think, because this is better for you. And I can't, I never really considered myself a balladeer, but I'm glad that Linda made me do that because, you know, it sort of shows another side to my voice. I'm not always sort of screaming and shouting.
We've heard a few of the songs pre-release. And last week I played Hand Grenade by Mick Thomas and Gemma Rollins, and it sounds like an instant classic, you know, as do some of the other songs on the album.
Yeah, I love that song so much. It's just always, I could always hear it as an orchestral arrangement, and I just love it. It's sweeping and broad and lush and beautiful, and we just love him so much. We harass him at the pool. It's like,
yeah, we harass him. Yeah, yeah, we do. He's a ripper.
Look, it must be very satisfying for you to have the album out after this gap. I mean, as I said, you've been busy doing other things, but it must be satisfying, particularly after the success last year. I guess, I suppose that might have come as a bit of a surprise, wouldn't it, with those albums, and they did incredibly well. I mean, we knew that they would do well, but they were something that you couldn't have predicted, I suppose, really.
No way.
We were shocked. Well, number one, you know, we're like, what? Pardon? Sorry? Did we hear right? It was a shock. Mm. Yeah.
And then number two with the gospel. I mean, it's a gospel record. You know, I just sort of thought that was a genre that it was like a niche, but it was really overwhelming, Brian. We're still kind of in a dreamland about that, but very, very, very happy that people got on board and support us, you know, because it's just quite moving.
Is it the highest selling gospel album ever in Australia? I don't know.
Maybe.
It would have to be, wouldn't it?
Maybe.
I don't know. Now, there is a tour taking place, isn't there? There's possibly a tour taking place depending on what happens. We can't predict anything these days, but maybe it'll be a picnic the way things are going. But anyway.
A picnic.
Take our band to the Edinburgh Gardens and do a gig there. But, November we're touring, Brian. We're looking forward to it.
And you're going to be at the Palais, aren't you?
Yeah, that's the first time we've ever played that room on our own. We've done it with other people, but never on our own. So, that's great. Looking forward to that.
And tickets are on sale?
They are on sale. Yes. So all fingers crossed.
Frontier.
And the band that played on the album, will that be the band that you will be using for the live show? Tell us about the band, because it's a fantastic band.
Wow, brilliant musicians. The musicianship on this record is just like, it just blows me away. You know, Ash Naylor on guitar, Cameron Bruce on piano, he produced it as well with Stephen Schramm, Richard Bradbeer on the bass, Lachlan O'Kane on the drums, and Davey Lane came in and played a couple of tracks. So, you know, all guns.
Do you have favourite tracks to sing on the album, or I suppose you've got to say you love them all, but are there any particular ones that you enjoy singing the most, Linda? I guess it would be hard to choose, I imagine.
Oh yeah, because we haven't had a chance to play them in live yet.
Mm.
It's going to be interesting. But so far, I would love to try Teeth. I'm interested to see what we're going to do with Teeth, you know, because it's kind of like layered. And Not the Same Girl, which is a Glenn Richards song. I'd like to do that.
We had a bit of a preview at WOM Adelaide, didn't we? You did a couple of the songs, including My Heart Is in the Wrong Place, when you played at the WOM Adelaide this year, which was just a knockout. And we've had to wait like 6 months for the album to come out, but that was a taste. And the standard of songwriting, as we talked about, some of the writers there, and Paul Kelly and Ben Salton, Matt Walker and Neil Murray and Don Walker, one of the greatest songwriters of all time, and even Chris Chaney is there. So we're delighted to get the album out, and we wish you all the best for it, and look forward to another number one album, I hope.
Oh, thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks, Brian.
Not that getting to number one is the aim of it all. That must be just satisfying, having the album out.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you know, we never used to pay attention to the charts. I mean, we'd love it. That would be ace. But the main thing is that people like it, that it's out there in the world as of yesterday, and we just want to see what people think, you know. Very curious.
Yeah. Hey, before you go, you've worked with, you work with Joe Camilleri, who was a guest on the show last week and has put out his 50th album, and you've worked obviously with Paul Kelly for the last number of years. What have you learned from both of them about the music, being in the business, but also about performing. What have you learnt from both of them? Can you both sort of share those thoughts? Because they're both completely different personalities.
Yep. You want to pick one, Vic?
I'll go Joe, you go Paul.
Okay.
So I'll talk about Joe, Vicar. Yeah.
Joe Camilleri taught us a lot. I think he's an amazing front man, very charismatic, you know, and he's a fantastic saxophone player too, you know, one of the best. And he just taught us how to give our best every night, you know, always do your best, always put on a good show, be entertainers. That's what you're there for, to entertain. And so we watched him do that every night for 6 years, and that, you know, watching him do that was like, okay, this is what you got to do. You can't just stand there and you know, look, you know, try and, you know, worry about your clothes. It's all about singing a song, telling a story, doing all that sort of stuff. And he taught us a lot about business too. Mm. You know, he's a pretty shrewd businessman.
He is indeed. And Linda, what about Paul?
Well, for the difference with Paul is that he's the first person that encouraged us to write songs. So he has taught us to pay attention to the lyrics. What we're singing is vitally important, and to make sure that you get that right, and also to have that long view of a career, to not worry about being in a hurry, to just do what you do of a very high standard, and to communicate with your musicians. That's, he always does that with us, and we're treated very fairly, and we love him for that. Mm. So high standard all the time.
Well, thanks for joining us, and hope the album goes well. I'm sure it will, and I'm going to finish off with that Glenn Richards track, which is one of the up-tempo numbers on that. Pig Face and Calendula. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yes.
Calendula, yeah.
Calendula.
Calendula. Okay. Thanks for joining us, and all the best.
Thank you, Brian.
Thanks. Bye.
Thanks a lot, Brian. Bye.
Tower in the-
past the bank, across a video shop. Y'all get warmer with every step, and you're starting to get hot. Meet us at the corner.
Thomas and the Roving Commission, corner of Bent Street and High, from their latest album, City's Calling Me. And Mick Thomas is one of the songwriters on the new Vicar and Linda album. He's written a terrific song called Hand Grenade with Gemma Rollins, and they're amongst many contributors to the album. And we also heard Vicar and Linda with Pig Face and Calendula, a song that was written by Glenn Richards from Augie March, who's got two selections on the album, The Wait, which is available now. I hope you enjoyed our chat with Vicar and Linda about that album. You're listening to Off the Record, as I mentioned earlier on, and let's continue with the brand new single from Paul Kelly, inspired by Eddie Betts, who played not only with Carlton but with the Adelaide Crows, and who has made some very powerful statements about racism, which inspired Paul Kelly to write the song Every Step of the Way. After that, the new single from Billy Bragg.
Tonight I went out from the kitchen, looked up at the stars from the yard. I was hoping to get some perspective, but sometimes perspective is hard. I know my life is a blessing, and all blessings come with a curse. My enemies I know I can handle, but friends now, well, they can be worse. Oh, I'm so sick and tired of keeping it inside. I'm so sick and tired today. I remember the old ones are travelling. They're with me every step of the way. Thousands smile when I go through my paces. They fall at my dancing feet. They like to slap my back in high places. They wanna shake my hand on the street. Oh, I love my beautiful children. They clamber and climb all over me. I close my eyes and I'm dreaming of a world where they can just be. Oh, I'm so sick and tired of keeping it all inside. I'm so sick and tired today. Remember the old ones are traveling. They're with me every step of the way. The old ones are walking beside me. Each and every step of the way.
A bunch of strangers who all share my name. I gathered at the graveside in the pouring rain. Never thought I'd find myself back here again. Yet here I am standing in the lane. Got a lot of pieces missing in my. Never really noticed time was moving so fast. So many questions that I wanted to ask, but I let all my chances slip past. They slip past. Dusty sheaf of letters from people now dead. A lock of golden hair cut from a baby's head. And so many things left unsaid. Be they sentimental or deeply profound, all the things we've hidden will one day be of a family cannot be weighed in pounds, but in stories that they can hand down, hand them down. Pass it on, pass it on. Teach them the words of your song. Voices fall silent, good memories live on. Those we remember. never gone.
Well, Billy Bragg's got a new album coming out in early October. It's called The Million Things That Never Happened, and that's the latest single from the album, Pass It On. Before that, a new single from Paul Kelly inspired by the great Eddie Betts, Every Step of the Way. You're listening to Off the Record. Let us continue with a track from an album that I've been really listening to a lot over recent months. It's from Colin Hay. It's titled I Just Don't Know What to Do With Myself. I played a few tracks from it. It's an album of cover versions, and it would be ironic, as I have said before, if it was his most successful solo album. But it is a beauty, and I'm going to play a beautiful rendition of Waterloo Sunset. And after that, which was written by Ray Davies, in case you didn't know. And after that, another Ray Davies song, a classic from the Kinks days, recorded recently by the band Even, and then their new single. First of all, here's Colin Hay.
Dirty old river, must you keep rolling, rolling into the night? People so busy, make me feel dizzy. Taxi lights shine so bright, but I don't need no friends. As long as I gaze on Waterloo sunset, I am in paradise. Every day I flies round Waterloo underground. But Terry and Julie cross over the river, and they feel safe and sound. And they don't need no friends. As long as they gaze on Waterloo sunset, they are in
paradise.
The new single from Melbourne band Even, Cherry Afterglow. And their album Down the Shops was represented before that by their cover version of the Kinks song Till the End of the Day. And it's a fantastic album of covers. If you haven't got it, it's really worth getting. And you can find it on Bandcamp if you want to purchase it online or at the Cheer Squad Records website. And we started off that bracket with a beautiful version of another Kinks song, Waterloo Sunset, written by Ray Davies and recorded there by Colin Hay from his latest album, I Just Don't Know What to Do with Myself. Well, here's a change of mood from a singer called Adia Victoria, and I think I played this track on the show before. It's called Magnolia Blues, and it's the first song from Adia's brand new album, A Southern Gothic. And after that, Southern Gothic from Weeping Willows.
To the cove, you led me off my land, you led me far from home. I tried to be the kind of girl who never needed shade. I gave you all my light and I got nothing to show for it. I'm going back south, down to Carolina. I'm gonna plant myself under a magnolia. I'm gonna let that dirt do its work. I'm gonna plant myself under a magnolia, a magnolia, a magnolia, a magnolia, a magnolia. I made every mile beneath my feet and bone. Didn't have my world, train ain't nothing of mine. I'm going back south, down to Carolina. I'm gonna plant myself under a magnolia. I'm gonna let that dirt do its work. I'm gonna plant myself under a magnolia, a magnolia, a magnolia, a magnolia.
The Weeping Willows, and an instrumental titled Southern Gothic from a forthcoming album from them. They're a Melbourne duo, Andrew and Laura. And before that, from Nashville, Lady of Victoria, and her new album, Southern Gothic, and the song Magnolia Blues. Well, I'm going to leave you this week on Off the Record with a track from the brand new box set from Bob Dylan. It's titled Springtime in New York, and it explores some of Dylan's work from the 80s during his so-called Christian period. And a lot of critics damned the music that he made during that era, but, you know, there were always one or two great songs on the albums that he released. The box set deals with albums such as Infidels and those around that era, and has some great players on it, including Mark Knopfler and Sly and Robbie and others. So the playing is great. I'm going to leave you with a track that Bob never released officially on a studio album, amazingly enough, although it's one of his best songs. It's a song titled Blind Willie McTell. It's a classic, and I'll play some more from the box set on next week's show when I've had more of a chance to go through it and listen to it and pick out some gems for you. Hope you have a great week, and thanks for joining me on the satellite network of the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia, supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation. I'll talk to you next week.
I seen the arrow on the doorpost saying this land is condemned, all the way from New Orleans to Jerusalem. Well, I traveled through East Texas where many martyrs fell, and I know no one can sing the blues like Blind Willie McTell. I've heard that hoot owl singing as they were taking down the tents. The stars above the barren trees was his only audience. Them charcoal gypsy maidens can strut their feathers well, but no.
and are proudly outspread, casting shadows behind as you strike out ahead. Quit and break out, conquer all dread. Quit and break out. It's not all over yet. We'll be right back.
love you, baby. Pray these words may hug you, baby. Look into the mirror, say I love you daily. Remember your light when the world seems shady. You born with it, adorned with it. A gift to the world, gon' give it. Fearlessly made, no need to be afraid. Angels are with you, the path is laid. Wade in thoughts of you being a star. Truly you'll shine by seeing who you are. Reflections of you, reflections of me. Your beauty more than any eyes can see. Precious jewel you are. Don't forget who and whose you are. Made in its likeness, yeah, you different. Uniquely specific, young and gifted. You see that in another, then you gotta uplift it. Your hair, your skin, the way the sun kissed it. Mystical mama, beautiful boy. Your life is a story for you to enjoy. Wherever you stand, stand in you. Stand in love, stand in joy, stand and do. Everything that you ever dreamed you do. Your voice is yours, it'll sing to you.
listening to 2SER 107.3, FM, DAB, on demand, live stream and app.
I've been to cities that never seem to close down. There's New York, there's Rio and old San Sebastian town. I've travelled the world over. I've seen the Reaper Barn and the Sagrada Familia and the Sagrada Unfamiliar. I've seen the great galleries. I've seen the Sacré-Cœur and the Champs-Élysées, the Arc de Triomphe, les Tours Eiffel, les Rives de Barbès, Rochechouart. I've seen the great cathedral in Amiens. And I've been out to the Somme battlefields. Hey, I've seen it all. I've been around. I've been around. But then I come home to my hometown of Sydney and I look to the old skyline and I see that the great glow of Westfield is there. And I realise that the great new cathedral is Westfield. And I realise that I'm not happy about that. It doesn't feel right. Doesn't sit true, and I realise that I'm so bored with Westfield. Appropriation of public space turned into private. I hate the obliteration of the town square. We've all been sold a dummy and we've bought it complete. See you later to the newsagent. She can't compete. Bye-bye to the butcher. You're in for the chop, mate. You can't be your own boss. That's all stopped. That's all got to end. You're owned and packaged and locked in tight. To a lease that goes for 999 million million squillion years to the end of the universe, to the end of time, to the end of every single thing. I love Sydney, I love my hometown, but I look to the city skyline and I see glowing bright red, an ad for a shopping mall, and I realise that I'm sick of it, I'm over it. So many feels, so many feels, so many feels. I'm so bored with Westfield. Sue for this. You mark my words. My mail will be monitored. My bank accounts frozen. My cavities will be searched by a rubber glove woman named Uta. I'll be locked in and checked out and found out and monitored and videoed and filmed. But as the local shops close down and whole streets lay deserted, Queen Street gone, King Street gone, Oxford Street gone. For lease as far as the eye can see. For lease as far as the eye can see. As the vacuum of Westfield hoovers in the active, we're active, we're active, we're generation. I still refuse to yield or change my opinion. I will not hail to the great God of Westfield. The shiny floors and marble ceilings and glass walls. The old bloke, the old lease, the old shop, the dusty shop window. I'm so bored with Westfield. I'm so bored with Westfield. And if you see me there, just ignore it, just pretend you didn't. Everyone's got to go to H&M sometime. Everyone's got to go to H&M at some point.
I'm
Can somebody please tell me where the bathroom is?
We'll be right back. wretched dreams. White eyed wonder of the love that we once shared. Naked seams and endless hunger. How I long to hold you now. Oh, my baby, scolded darling, lying still in the night. Alone, but I know if it could be once more, the love we'd share tonight.
You're listening to 2SER 107.3, FM, DAB, on demand, live stream, and app.
Room keeps acting back.